Taking you back to the 80s. It is 28 degrees outside Muskegon, and as promised, in the studio, my good friends from First General Credit Union. We want to welcome Melissa Taylor to the show. How you doing today, Melissa?
I'm doing great.
All right, and you got your comrade with you. Andrew, how you doing?
Doing all right. How are you?
Doing good. Doing good. So I know we want to talk about credit repair. We want to talk about some myths. We want to get some information out there that people need to know, some things that what's happening out here. So if you don't mind, share with the community, what is your role at First General Credit Union?
Well, I wear a lot of hats right now. I dabble a little bit in loans, a lot of the credit counseling, anything with plastics, visas, debit cards.
Yeah, whenever I leave the country, you're the person I have to talk to.
You are. You talk to me a lot.
And you're like, okay, I got you. You always take care of me.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. How long you been at First General?
I have been at First General almost 2 years.
2 years?
But in the industry for about 18.
That name sound familiar. Like, were you somewhere else around here?
You know, they've told me I have a doppelganger somewhere, so.
The name, yes. But so you work with people on credit repair?
Yes. Yes.
And how do this thing start, this credit repair thing? What do you start at?
Well, basically, you have to want to repair your credit. You know, there's a lot of mistakes that are made. Me, personally, I made a lot when I was younger, in college, right, and getting in debt that I was over my head. So
me too.
So you have to start with the want to get your credit repaired and want to save money and want to, you know, better yourself financially.
So what would you consider a bad score?
There's not really a bad score, I would say. There's some mistakes that people have said or have done.
Okay. Okay. So if I pull my credit report, in which you will help people do that, right?
Yep.
And what numbers am I looking for?
You want at least a 630 or above.
630 above. Is that FICO? Is it called FICO?
Yes.
Okay. 630 above.
Yep.
If you're below that 630, you need some help.
Yeah, you do. And you may need a little bit of help at the 630. That's the lower range is 630. I mean, you're considered a lower score. A great score is in the 800s.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I know somebody who got an 800, 850.
Yeah.
Perfect score.
Great score.
He don't want me to say it, but I might say his name for the end of the show. He can't do anything, so he can't tell me. But he had to brag and tell me that he had an 850 credit score. I'm like, what? Really?
Tell him he can come get a loan with us. We have great visa rates right now and everything.
Trust me, yeah. You get all those offers. But it took a while for him to get there.
Yes.
Yeah, that don't happen overnight.
Mm-hmm.
You don't necessarily need a 850 credit score to get the best rates, do you?
No. No. There is good rates for everyone. I mean, 850, you're going to get the best rate.
Right.
But you're not necessarily going to get a bad rate if you're at a 700.
So the process, get your credit report, and then what else? What happens next?
You want to look at, you know, what bills you're going to pay and what your interest rate is on the bills you have. So normally a credit card is the higher rate that you're going to pay. And student loans are what has taken over a lot of people's budget now is, you know, you have a lot of student loans and those take a lot of time to get out of. So you want to look at the higher interest rate. Pay that off first.
Student loans rates are high.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Not necessarily all student loan rates. Mm-hmm. There's a lot that are lower. So,
do they forgive these things, the student loans? Because I heard of programs, if you work with a nonprofit like 10 years or something like that, they will forgive you on the loan?
They may, yeah. They're few and far between, but there is jobs that will pay your student loans also, depending on where you go.
Okay. So you get that. You see you got a student loan. How do you get around that? Because you have to pay it. Is it negotiable to lower the rate?
They do offer deferment on those student loans. So if you're in a hardship, they'll say, you know, for a year, don't make a payment to us, but we'll pick back up after that year and make payments. Student loan payments aren't very high, mm-hmm, but you want to pay more on it to, you know, get rid of it as soon as possible.
Now, people tell me about these medical bills. You get a lot of medical bills, emergency room, doctor's office visits. Do that hurt your credit a lot?
It affects your credit score, but a lot of financial institutions don't look at that when they're considering giving you a loan.
Okay.
The best advice I can give on that is pay what you can on those, because as long as you're paying something, that's better than nothing.
Okay, so pay on it.
Yes.
When you find stuff that's not accurate on your credit report, what do you help people do in regards to that? You see something there that don't belong to you, you don't know what to do.
Contact the place that has it on your credit report that is reporting you and isn't in error. They can go through a process to remove that from your credit report if it is legit. That it shouldn't be on there.
Okay. And how long do that take?
It could take weeks. It could take months. It does take a little while to get that straightened out.
Okay. Wow. Myths. What are some of the myths?
Well, one of the biggest myths is budgeting, you take everything away that you like, which is not true. It basically means you're in control of your money. You know where your money's going. You know what your far goal is, that you want to get this paid off and I'm going to pay off this first. And yeah, so it provides balance. It's okay. You're in control.
That you're in control.
Yep,
yeah.
Not the money.
Any other myths?
There's a big myth that, you know, you end up in financial trouble if you are just bad with money. That's not always the case. Maybe there's an uninsured person, a loss of job, a natural disaster. So don't be ashamed if your credit report is bad. Things happen to people, Everyone.
You find that folks are embarrassed a lot?
Yes. Yes, it's hard to take that first step to step in, let's just say First General, and talk to me and say, hey, I have a problem, you know, I need you to figure out what can we do, what's out there. So it's nothing to be embarrassed about. A lot of people have went through it.
How long do it take to, like, clean that credit up if it is bad?
It could take about a year.
A year?
Yep.
Okay. And what bigger difference would it make to that individual?
Huge difference. So if they don't own a house yet and they're looking at, what I see a lot is somebody comes in and they're interested in a mortgage. We talk to them, work them through, and it takes about a year. They come back to the table in a year, we can get them a mortgage at a better rate than we could have gotten them when they first stepped in a year ago.
What are you seeing they need to get a mortgage? What credit score?
Well, they've just had late pays. For instance, a late pay on your credit report, just one, docks your credit report 98 points.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow.
One late pay.
Wow, that's huge.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you're in that 630 range, 650 range, can they get a mortgage with that score? You can.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's good.
You're just
going to
get a little bit of a higher rate than you would if you were at an 850.
Okay. And in Muskegon, some of the houses are a lot cheaper than some areas. So you got a 650 credit score, you see a house that's $50,000, how much you think they'll have to put down?
There's mortgages out there where you won't have to put anything down for that amount of money.
And they can come to First General for that?
Yes. Yep. We actually have a very seasoned person that works in our mortgage department. I'm just learning mortgages, but the gentleman that does them right now, he knows the ins and outs, and he is very good to work with. He will work with you and let you know what you need to do to repair your credit. And
Mr. Oliver?
No. Oh, okay. George Cannon.
Okay, Cannon. Okay. Yes. Cannon. There you go. Mr. Cannon. I see him downtown.
Yep.
Angel, weigh in, man. Make sure, maybe you can ask some questions that I haven't asked so far, if you don't mind, Angel. Anything you want to ask Melissa?
I don't really have anything to add right now. So she is absolutely right, though. Just because your credit score is a little on the lower end doesn't mean that you can't fix it and recover later on. Right, Melissa?
Yeah. And another thing I want to add in is savings is big. You want to pay yourself first. You know, pay your bills, even if you can only make the minimum payment. Pay that minimum payment. You don't want to be in that payment default of 98 points docked off your credit score. You want to have at least three savings: an emergency fund, a set aside savings, and a retirement. Basically, emergency fund is for if you lose a job. You want to have at least a month's house payment, rent, mortgage payment, so you've paid your housing bill. In the long run, you want to have at least 3 to 8 months for that. I mean, you can put away $10 a week if you get paid by week or weekly, just a little bit. It'll add up, and you'll see that goal. And once you see that goal, you'll start to put in more and more. A set-aside savings is for if your car breaks down. You know, you have that. You don't have to use your credit card to pay for that car breaking.
Right.
And then your retirement with Social Security and all that. Right now, we all have 401ks, or most people have 401ks and Social Security, but really we can't depend on that. Mm-hmm. So you want to have that type of savings. Like I said, $10 a week will add up.
Do they still have savings bonds?
Yes, they do.
And it's, what, 7 years still? maturation?
I don't know. I haven't dealt a lot with savings bonds.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. If someone is looking to establish credit, don't have any credit, they want to get a credit card, they're young, they're 19, they're 20, something like that, what credit score are you looking for?
If sometimes with that, a lot of times with that is they don't have a credit at all. They don't have a credit score at all. Mm-hmm. So what we'll do is a secured Visa. Basically, they can do as little as $100. You secure that credit card with the $100, that'll build your credit up.
Just $100?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have a credit limit of $100.
Yep.
And you got to use the card or what?
Yep. Use the card, try and pay it off every month. You know, if you have $100, your payment's going to be $25, excuse me. Mm-hmm. So $25 a month, it'll build your credit, and, you know, it'll take about 6 months to build your credit or establish credit for mm-hmm. that matter. So, yeah, okay. A secured credit card is a great thing.
What have you seen is the starting number for credit card, to get a credit card, perhaps with First General?
Around the 630 range.
630.
Yep.
Well, and that is the FICO 8 score, the original FICO 8 score?
I believe so.
Okay.
Yep.
That's not bad.
No.
That's not bad.
No.
Yeah. That's like the average score there, probably below average score,
yep.
630.
Yeah.
Any other myths that you haven't mentioned?
I have one more. You know, a lot of people think budgeting, you have to have an accounting background. Really, mm-hmm. you don't. You just need to know what your goal is. You need to sit down and establish, you know, what bills you have and what income you have coming in, and just break it down from there. And then you figure in your savings that I talked about from there. You even if you get paid biweekly, break it down in weekly increments so it's less taken out of your biweekly budget. So you're putting $20 a week. Okay, that's $40 every other week, you know.
Right.
So break it down.
Wow.
And if you need help with it, I'm always there. I'm more than happy to do that.
If you have a question for Melissa, who's here from First General Credit Union, 231-722-8338. 231-722-8338. Your question about credit repair, credit reports, getting a loan. You have expertise in a lot of stuff, right?
I am.
Mortgage? Yeah.
Starting, yes.
Yeah, you just get into that department, right?
Yeah, he wears a lot of hats,
yeah.
I can say that.
And so don't be bashful. They are here because they want to help. You got two locations in Muskegon, one downtown, one at the airport, and I'm very involved in the community. We're going to take a break, come back. We got a lot more to talk about. First General Credit Union, we got Melissa Taylor's in the building. We also got Andrew here from the marketing department, who's very quiet. He don't say too much.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He got a lot of knowledge, though. Be right back, Muskegon, 370. Afternoon Jams, 103.7. 17 years in the community, is currently 29 degrees outside. Our friends from First General Credit Union is in the studio, and we're going to line one, Melissa. We have a phone caller.
All right.
Call on line one. Caller, you got a question for Melissa?
Yes. Hi, Melissa.
Hi.
I never had any credit in my name at all. So what's a basic way that I can start my credit? Can I just make a statement about, like, what about, like, errands or a rental place? Is that true that I can build my credit that way?
No. Rentals, landlords don't report to the credit reporting agencies.
No, excuse me. No, not landlords. I'm just saying, I said errands.
Like rent-to-own.
Oh, things. Okay.
Rent-to-own places.
Okay.
Not houses. Furniture, bedroom set, rental-own places, like errands.
Yes, they do.
Rent-a-center.
I believe they do report to your credit. I'm not 100% sure on that, but what I would have you do is open a secured credit card. Basically, you would put forth the money for that, however much you want to do. You can do as low as $100, and that will help bring your, you know, give you a credit score.
Okay, I do have a credit union, Muskegon Co-op Credit Union. I do go there, so I can start there.
Great credit union, yeah. I'm sure they have secured Visas also.
Okay. Now, can I build a credit on a debit card?
No. Nope.
Okay, so it has to be a Visa or a MasterCard.
Yep, it would have to be a credit card.
Credit card, okay.
Yep.
And they would know about that?
Yes, they would.
Credit union, okay.
Yep.
How to start it. Okay. Okay, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Good luck.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks for calling. All right. 231-722-8338. Going to line two. Caller, you got a question for Melissa? Hello, caller. You're on line two. You got a question for Melissa Taylor?
Oh, hello. Is that my turn?
Yes, your turn. Sorry about that.
All right. Oh, no, no problem. Thank you. I was just interested in learning a little bit more about the secured credit card. Like, what would be the next step? So say I, you know, got the secured card. I had great payment history for a year. Where do we go from there to help build that credit?
Good question.
You will stop in and see one of our great loan officers. They would be able to help you with that, and they can get you one in 15 minutes or so. Just a simple application. You bring in the money you want to put down on that, and we can get you a card right away. We actually have these really cool machines at both of our branches that get you a card right there.
I would like to mention also that our loan department is very enthusiastic, and they're very friendly people.
They are.
Yes.
Wow. You get a card on the spot.
Yes.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
Do you have two locations?
Yes. We have one on 121 West Western Avenue, and we have one on 589 East Ellis Road.
Okay. Well, that's awesome. I appreciate your time.
Thank you. Well,
thank you for calling,
yeah, thank
okay?
You.
Look forward
thank
to
you.
Seeing you.
All right. I'll be in.
Thank you. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. 231-722-8338. You got a question for Melissa. Two good callers there. Two good questions there for you. What else you want to share to our listeners?
Well, one other big thing is the four C's of credit. You have capacity. That is basically what you can realistically repay based on, you know, your income and your other expenses. Another one is character, is based on your past behavior. Another one is credit history. It's determined by your existing credit relationship, so what you currently have. And then collateral, basically what you're putting down for the loan. So a big one is a car loan. You know, we do a car loan for somebody, we have a lien on that, and then you pay it off and we release the lien and you own that car free and clear.
All right, all right. First step, come see you.
Yes.
And where are you at? What location are you
at? I am at 589 East Ellis, but I can come down to the West Western Avenue branch.
So when you go to the branch downtown, just ask for Melissa, or just say they want to apply for a secure credit card, or what do you want
yes.
them to say?
Yep. If they come into our Ellis location, you can see any one of our loan officers that are great, like Andy said. And you can contact me at the credit union. The credit union's number is 231-798-4321. And again, my name is Melissa, so I would be more than happy to help anyone out.
Now, me personally, all I kick it with is credit unions. I don't do the bank thing. But I'm going to let you tell the audience why credit unions are better than banks.
Credit unions are better than banks because we are for the people. The people have a vote in the credit union. You are basically a stakeholder in the credit union. You know, we listen, you know, to what you have to say. Your voice matters. So
right. I remember being a 19-year-old kid with no credit history, but had a good job in college. I started a good job for the state, and it was the credit union that believed in me and gave me that chance and was able to build a history from there.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm always loyal to that, and the rates are good.
Yeah.
You're always going to find lower rates at credit unions usually as opposed to banks. That's just, you know, we far beat banks, bigger banks all the time. Banks are, they're for the shareholders, they're not for the community.
Well, we love our members. Mm-hmm.
So the decision for this credit application is made local?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yep. It's right in our office.
Okay.
Yep.
Wow. And then I remember back in the day, because I was new, I had to go talk to a board. You know, they had a local board that I talked to because I was new trying to get a big loan. Do they still do that where you get denied and you can
not
talk to somebody?
Not necessarily you would have to go do that, but if the person that is doing your loan, mm-hmm. you know, is kind of on the fence about it,
right.
they'll take it to our loan committee and kind of, you know, tell your story for you.
Right.
And they'll all decide, okay, yeah, let's give him a chance. You know, it sounds like he's had some rough times and, you know, he's got a great job and he wants to, you know, get this car to go to his new job.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
I didn't have no credit. That's what it was. Yeah, you're talking about the 80s. It was a letter. I had to write a letter explaining why.
Yeah.
I think I should get that. And it happened. Ended up happening.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else you want to share?
No, not really. We've covered a lot today. If anybody has any other questions, like I said, feel free to reach out to me at one of the branches and we can meet or we can talk over the phone, whatever you're comfortable with.
So we apply for a credit card, First General. You can print out that card on the spot, too?
On the spot. And we can get you a PIN number to withdraw out of the ATM on the spot.
Wow. Things
both locations. Yeah.
You don't have to wait no more.
Yeah.
How long do it take to get an answer on the application?
Like I said, it usually takes about maybe 10 to 15 minutes. Basically, what takes the most time is inputting everything into the computer.
Okay, and what all do you look at? Do you just look at the credit score, or do you look at the credit report?
That's the good thing about credit unions is we think out of the box. We look, you know, we look at the individual. We look at their story. Yes, we look at your credit score, but we also look at your story. And you said something about writing a letter. Sometimes we do have to have a member write a letter. Hey, this is why I fell behind on this bill, and this is what I'm, you know, I'm working with now. So,
right. Wow. Anything, Andrew, before we go?
Yeah, actually, I do. So, like us on Facebook, First General on Facebook, and or go on our website, 1stgeneral.com. That's number 1stgeneral.com. We also have a special coming up pretty soon, a promotion called Pet of the Month. If you have a snake, a hamster, cat, or a dog, dress them up holiday in the holiday suit and take a picture of them and put it up on our Facebook. We'll feature it on our website, and you could be entered to win a $100 Meijer gift card.
There you go. That's easy. Okay, I'm about to do that to my cats.
All right.
Thanks. Make sure y'all have a good holiday.
Yes, you too.
Anything else before we go?
No, thank you for having us.
All right. And you had one of your coworkers in the studio. They've been quiet. They didn't want to get on radio, but you got to shout her out.
Right. Kristen.
Shout out to Kristen Barnhill.
She's amazing.
All right.
She's good.
Thank you so much. Make sure you have a good holiday.
Thanks, Paul.
Thanks.